I don't want to watch any of this.
Me neither.
I don't like that.
Wait, how would I? Oh. Oh. Why?
Sorry, I forgot to close the tab.
Life is a challenge. How do you get through it? Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice, then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
I wonder how many episodes I've worn this shirt in.
I have to go back.
All right. How does the audio sound to you? Do you want it higher?
I can't hear myself.
Can you hear yourself now?
No. A little bit. Yes. Yes. A little bit. Yes. Yep. We're good. That sounds good.
Perfect. Sounds
good. Yay.
You think it's too high on the pitch? Should we go like this? And yeah. Then we'll just turn our headsets up.
Yeah.
So we are working with a new board today.
Yeah.
Please bear with us.
It's so pretty.
And I'm sorry if the audio is bad. David will let us know and we'll rectify for next week. So there's this game I play. It's called Stardew Valley. And on the TV every day there's something different. Sometimes it's like a recipe. There's always a news report. And there's always a fortune teller. And the fortune teller tells you things like, luck will not be on your side today. The spirits are disfavored with you. Like something like that. Like luck will not be on your side. And I that has been 80% of this year. But I realize I need to start looking at life like Stardew Valley. Because if I go out in the day knowing that bad luck will inevitably befall me, anything good that happens should just be like, oh, well, I knew it was going to be bad luck anyway. Because today I tried to take Laura to the brunch spot. It's a spot I've been wanting to go with you for so long, like since your birthday.
It was so good. No. It was really good.
The standards have fallen, let me just say. Because here's the thing. Like, it was good, and it was a good experience, like, to go out with you, to have fun, and go out in the sun.
Yeah.
But it's like those little things of, like, the two other times that I've been without you, I went the second time to be like, does she really need to come here? And you did, right? And then the standards fell. When I tell you the French toast... You think it was good.
Yeah.
It was compared to the last two times. Let me tell you, because it was the most perfection.
How dare they?
Ooh, that crispy outside and really gooey and moist on the inside.
Yeah.
It was dry today. When I tell you, cut it open, it did not flow. There was no flow going on. We got put at the very back of the patio. My bottomless coffee was at bottom many times. And it wasn't even good coffee, which was frustrating. Because the first thing, when I sat down, I'm like, a latte. Our espresso machine is broken.
First.
Put that on the door. I need to know. You know what I mean?
I need to know.
And then try to go get a coffee. Standards for that coffee place have gone. I'm just like, can this get any worse? And then I was trying to take a pee before the podcast, and a fly out of nowhere just starts buzzing around me. He lands on the floor under my foot, and me on the toilet. I'm like, ah! And I stomp on him, miss him completely. My foot hurts. So luck is not on my side today, but luckily we do have a new soundboard and we tested it and it seems to be working.
Yay! Welcome to the podcast room. Welcome back.
If you've never been here before, you're like, is it just this person ranting at us angrily? Yes.
Yes. That's what we do.
And Laura is beautiful.
No.
And entertaining.
I rant too. And honestly, you are right. That toast was dry because how hard was it to cut open?
It was hard. And when I tell you, last time my fork sank in like that thing was made of butter. I don't even know. It was the most glorious thing. And then I sent you that photo, remember?
Yeah.
Where I pulled it to the side.
And it glued
out.
Pulled it
right to the side. And oh, she just came out.
Bless you.
Oh, excuse you, bud.
And we have Ayn, ladies and gentlemen, as you all know.
Ayn is my very old man.
Look at him.
Such an effort. Such an effort. Don't lick the microphone. It's not good. So now that we have the new soundboard, though,
It sounds amazing too.
We're gonna be so mixing the song. The song that you are waiting for. You didn't know you're waiting for it until
now,
last week. Although I think we have mentioned it a few times before.
But they still don't really understand.
They don't understand. Let me just tell you, we had someone.
Yeah.
Kay Carter. Friend of the pod, Kay
Shout
Carter.
Shout out, Kay.
Friend of my pussy. We get down there sometimes. So she thought it was a banger. And it was like not edited. You know what I mean? So just the rough draft.
Yeah, that was just a test run.
So now we're going to go through and play with the new board and get better sounds and use not headset microphones to do it. We're going to use real microphones. And now every time that song plays, I just hear the lyrics of that we wrote in my head. And I'm just like, this is so much better.
It's so much better. And honestly, like, you guys are going to be listening to it in your cars. I already know. Like, you're going to be out there just like
jamming it. We'll have to figure out a way to get it like on Spotify so people can listen to it. We'll just put it out on audio on our RSS feed for Patreon so they can just listen to it again and again.
Yeah, over and over.
And if you are new to the show and you've not heard of Patreon.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation. But you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
I mean, how could you not have heard of Patreon? But you our Patreon, patreon.com/twndpodcast, because we post all the cool things. We have skits, we have photo sets, we have Zoom chats.
The Zoom chats are a lot of fun.
We if sometimes
you guys don't
have
know.
Videos of
now you know.
Do you want to be involved? You want to get involved, so go to patreon.com/twndpodcast. You can also follow for free if you want to, but dirtbag tears.
You can follow if you want to.
Ooh, speaking of stuff, I was thinking about new merch ideas that we'll eventually be coming out with, but we did get some new podcast stickers, and they are metallic-y.
They're so pretty. They're so gorgeous.
So I'll be debuting some of those at X-Biz in Miami.
On your boobs?
Yeah, probably.
Perfect.
Although I heard it's like an industry-only event, which I've never been to an X-Biz event before. And apparently everything is really dressed down. Like, people don't even like really dress except for like the parties and stuff like that.
Well, so, sounds like a white shoe occasion, maybe?
I think that this will be... Yeah, actually, wear the power shoes. So I'm in love.
She's in
with
love.
This boss lady. Like, I don't want to say her name. But it's so beautiful. She's like everything that I look at her, and I have only met her once, but I've heard so many stories about her before I met this wonderful human being.
Yeah.
And at a party event, which y'all know, not my jam. Like, I'm zoning the all I could do was stare at her and watch how she interacted with people.
Yeah.
And then think to myself about how I could replicate that to like become her, but much taller. Because she's very short. But you wouldn't know it by the way she carries herself. You know what I mean?
Because she walks in tall.
Yeah. She's like, she just takes up the room. And I'm like, you're so small. How do you do that? Like, I'm big. I should be able to do this. So I'm like studying her. I was like, if I could have a business meeting with her, I don't know why. I just feel like it would help every aspect of my life. And we're not even in the same business at all. I mean, kind of adjacent.
I like that. Really, I like that.
But it's crazy. Like, she's just so, such a powerhouse. And I was like, that is such inspiration. And I don't get like inspired by people. You know me.
No.
People are always like, who's your biggest inspiration? And I'm like, I don't know.
Ein.
Yeah.
He's mine.
I do everything for Ein.
He's mine. We love you, boo.
I was like, it's so cool to see someone that like I don't know, only know stories of it, but then get to see that person actually interact in the way that it's like been foretold.
When they're boss.
When they're just like in the zone. Thought zone, you know?
Thought zone.
Not her. She's a beautiful angelic creature who would never have to stoop to my level of whoredom ever because she is a queen.
Never say never though.
But anyway, so but she has white power shoes, and I was like just studying her shoes because I was like,
that
goddamn.
Sounded horrible.
What I say?
She has white power shoes.
No.
So rewind.
No. All right. No. They
she
are.
She meant powerful.
Like, they feel.
Shoes.
When I see anyone wearing a pair of white shoes and they are like white, I'm like, how? How? If I put on anything white, it's instantly destroyed. Like, there's a white party I have to go to at X-Biz. I have to wear a white dress. I bought
Please
a white
don't
dress
bleed
specifically
that day.
For it. I
Please.
Tried it on once. I was very careful, and now it's back in the bag, folded, until that event, because something will go wrong. So when I see anybody wearing white shoes, like I'll see it at the gym sometimes, any shoe that has any part of
Look,
white on
these
it
these are
me,
dirty. They're white.
And I was just staring at them because I was like, they are so pristine.
Yeah.
It's like she wore
nothing.
Something else to the restaurant and then took them off when she was indoors and put on the shoes and just, you know, because I was like,
she
how?
Might have.
She might
no
have.
Kidding.
Maybe. She is a shoe person. Like, who knows?
Damn.
She's an enigma to me.
I actually bought the stuff for these shoes, too, to keep them white. Have I ever used it?
No.
Never.
It's like sitting in a drawer somewhere.
But I bought it. It was like the Doc Martin white shoe thing. Yeah. So it keeps them really. And I'm like, man, maybe I should really clean.
You could bring
them
in.
But they're boots.
You could try it. So there was also a trick growing up. Remember like the front of the tennis shoes were always white.
Yeah.
They get scuffed up. And you just take like a cotton ball and nail polish remover. And it like buffs out a lot of the
scuffs.
Yeah.
But like, I don't even care. I wish I did.
It adds character. I'm just saying if someday you want to get super high with me and we just sit there and blot out your shoes.
Yeah, we'll use the
stuff.
Or
you can just watch me do it because that's kind of my thing.
No, I'll help. And also we have the stuff, so we might as well. Yeah. Let's clean all of our
have
shoes.
Have you ever gotten down on your hands and knees and cleaned grout with a toothbrush? I mean, yeah. Cleaning grout with a toothbrush is what it's called. Blowjobs, I think, right?
I have, but then I get tired fast. Because I go really ham.
Yeah.
And then my hand hurts from the pressure, from the way I hold the brush. How do you hold a toothbrush?
I used to get paid like a quarter to do all of the tile in the house growing up.
A quarter.
You get down there with the awesome cleaner and the toothbrush. And you're spraying awesome cleaner
the
down
fabuloso?
The grout line. And then you're going, Fabuloso.
Not the purple one.
Oh, no. Fuck.
Okay, fabulous. So yeah, you just go.
And then you're just in there, right? And I do like this. So you get the really good grip going on like that.
Yeah, then it hurts.
And then you switch hands. It's just trading in and out. Sometimes you can double fist it and you get two toothbrushes at once to get the job done faster. It's just going. You take a break and you spray, and then you're back to it. Just going in there. Fall for that quarter. You guys know how much I like to grind for $2, as we heard about in last week's episode.
She does. She really does.
I'm out there, like,
playing all the games.
I remember, like, we'd have a chores list or some shit, you know, and there'd be, like 10 cents, 25 cents. I feel like I've talked about this before, maybe, and I'm just, like, trying to clean up as many of these little tasks as possible.
That's where
it
stems from.
Oh, they trained me.
That's so good. Damn.
So the treat system, but what came first? The chore list
or the
tongue push-ups with Skittles? If we go back far enough, what can we unlock?
Trauma.
Every time, it'll get you. It just sneaks up in there like, hey, but you forgot about me.
Ha! And I'm back.
I just pictured Trauma just giving you a kiss on the snoot. Just... Here I am.
On the forehead and the snoot. Welcome back, baby.
Welcome back. Remember this? Mwah. Love you so much. You have fun with that. You need a therapist.
You have fun. You have fun with that.
Oh, fuck.
Man, so...
I had this thought about therapy real quick. I'm so sorry.
No,
I will forget it.
It's okay.
But I had this thought about my therapist, right? When my therapist is like, you graduated. And then remember when I was like, I feel like I haven't graduated. So I tried to go back.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find anyone to like...
connect with
and I had a thought, and this is where the problems come into play, is I was like, I bet my last therapist just got sick of me. And she's like, you know what, you're doing so much better, you don't need me anymore.
That's an idea that I think is fucked, because like, why would someone professional do the opposite that they're supposed to do?
Maybe there's just too much. Because sometimes when I relay stories and I think that it's like, haha, this is a thing that happened. And then people look at me like this.
I've done that.
I've done that. But unlike you, most often they don't come back. And I'm like, oh, overshared again. Here we are.
I come back every time, baby.
I know.
I bounce back.
Which I appreciate. But I had that thought. And it's probably not even a real thought. But this is where my brain goes with things like that. That's why we were talking earlier off cam about me having all these things going on. And I'm making it worse in my head. But it's just because I assume everyone hates me as much as I do.
That's the only issue then. You don't see the awesomeness in you that everyone else sees. That's the only issue. Everyone else sees it. So
call in 702-900-6446.
Yes,
call. Because I want to hear how you just like yourself. How do you do it? You wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror, and you're like, God damn. Look at you. Waking up, doing the damn thing. Did you have a coffee yet? You deserve a fucking coffee.
Have it a pat.
Why don't you brush your teeth? Why don't you have a cup of coffee and then brush your teeth again? Because you fucking deserve it, man.
Yeah.
You're gonna kill the damn day. Everyone fucking loves you. Look how cool you are. Like, what must it be like to be a narcissist? You know what I mean? Like, because I can't. Sometimes I wake up. When I wake up, I get up and I just look in the mirror. If I have to right away. Otherwise, I avoid it for as long as humanly possible, like looking at myself. Sometimes I'll go and I'll like make my first video of the day for the fans.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how does anyone jerk off to me? I'm like, ugh. Just be like, so here's my first cup of morning coffee. And it's like, that's me downing my first cup of coffee in the morning.
I don't like look at myself intensely in the morning, but I do when I'm getting ready.
Yeah.
Like, the first thing in the morning, yeah, I agree. I'll just look at myself from afar and just be like, whoa.
Do you ever get manic when you're looking at yourself that close and you start to do your makeup and then you're like, what is this? And then you start getting there and before you know it, your face is like so red because you're just like popping everything that's on your face or like fucking with stuff or you think there's something in your eyes and your eyes red because you're fucking with
thing.
It.
That's the thing. Like I feel like there's a hair since like brunch here, but I literally just took my mascara to see if there was a hair. I didn't see anything, but I still feel it.
Yeah.
That happens.
But it's like.
It's like, what? Am I insane?
Do you think everyone looks at themselves that closely all the time? Because there's something about an 8x magnifying mirror that just makes you hate yourself.
Sick.
You know what I mean?
It makes
like,
you sick.
It makes me feel physically unwell. Like, but it's also something that other people apparently don't notice because I have this thing going on with my eyebrow.
What eyebrow?
Exactly. But I can see it. So here's the thing. Because I got them like done at a place where they do like the. But then she did the thing that I wish they wouldn't do. And I don't know why.
What did they do?
They even them out at the top with small scissors. So then they start growing in funky. Like, I don't know how to explain it. But I have two here that are just sticking straight out. Like, they're not going in line. Like, on this side. You know, but if I pulled them out, they're in the spot.
Where you need them.
You need them, or you don't have no hair. You just have a little canyon of like missing hair that you have to fill in every day, and I don't have time for that.
Are you doing that castor oil stuff still?
Yeah, but it's not. It's like they need to turn around in the follicle to like.
What I'm saying is, like, you should just take one of those little wands for a few weeks and train it. Castor oil. Train it.
I've been trying to with brow wax, but it is not pinning
brow
them
wax.
Down.
Well,
because I even went like I put a bunch of brow.
Yeah.
This is so dumb. I put like I don't know how to girl. I put a bunch of eyebrow wax like right where it is.
To pack it down.
And I just pressed it there. Like with my fingers.
Yeah.
And I was like, certainly I'm just sitting there in front of my mirror like
waiting.
Holding my eyebrow. And I bring it away. And all it does is they stick to my finger and then they pull out further. And I'm just like, okay. Well.
No, what I'm saying is like definitely take the brush, the spoolie, dip it in your castor oil every night or morning, and then groom it. Like, I know they're sticking out right now.
Yeah.
And that sounds silly.
Can you see it?
No. Look. No. Your brow's covering it. Straight out. Oh. Yeah, I mean, your bangs.
It's the lowest ones on the inner corner. Yeah. See, you
can't, I
can't
even
see it. But when I'm in there
doing
my eyebrows,
eight
I'm
times.
Like, why are there two just sticking straight out? Like, they're trying to probe something.
Yeah,
like,
it's a lot. It's a lot. I don't know. But anyway, so I would just brush it for like the next few weeks in hopes that it grows and then it lays.
Yeah.
Because right now it's just a fresh new little hair and it needs to be trained.
Yeah.
Just like we were.
Just like a good slut.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love training a new sub. It's my favorite thing. Or when you get a sub who's like open to like trying more. You know what I mean? Like, they're not closed off from the possibilities that you may have to impart to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's fun. I'm just like, let's test your limits because daddy's playing right now. Like, it's so fun.
Daddy. Well, let me see my notes because I don't know if I have anything that I was like,
we've had
trying not to forget because you know me.
We've had a bunch going on as well. It's just been like,
we've had a bunch of weed.
Yeah. Oh my God. Did I tell you the other day, we walked into the bank, and I'm trying to get ready, like, as quickly as I can.
Yeah.
I throw some dry shampoo in my hair.
Yeah.
Let it sit. Do the little finger run through. Blah, blah, blah. Good to go. We walk in. I'm opening the door. And he goes, hey, that's cute. Did you put gray in your hair? I had the biggest panic that I was like, well, I look at him and my face was like, do you see gray hairs? He's like, yeah, there's like a strip. And I was like, a strip? Wait, this happened like you're a fucking like, rogue?
You're like, did Laura not say anything? She just did my hair yesterday.
This is at the back. So I start to run my fingers through and then I just feel a streak of dry shampoo that I didn't
like blend in.
Get blended in. So it's like just a strip of gray in my hair. I was like, cool, that's great. I love
that's awesome
life. And then I shared this with you the other day. Didn't share it with you people, so let's go for it. I was wearing a little jumpsuit that I was like, oh, this is so cute, and it's easy because I just slip it right on and everything is covered, and haha. I was going in to change ones into large bills. And let's just say there were a lot of them for some reason. So I start to hand them to the lady. I'm just like, here, if you could just change them out, blah, blah, blah. So she's getting them changed. And I'm just out there, like, living my best life, thinking, oh, this is a lovely day. I leave the bank. I look down and notice that half of my areola is just hanging out of my jumpsuit. As I'm handing her ones after ones after ones to exchange for larger bills. And I'm not even an in-person stripper.
Was she acting like...
No, she was very, like, she was just nice, chill. But she didn't, like, look at me, which I thought was weird, but I was like, whatever, I'm just going to have one of these little lollipops, because they're for everyone. Did you know that?
Your bank has lollipops?
Yeah.
Which bank?
Like the Dum-Dums.
What the fuck?
You know, you've never had lollipops in a bank? Dude, growing up, that was my favorite thing about going into the bank.
What?
Was you could just have, do you guys not remember
the Dum-Dums? If you guys have lollipops in your bank, can you please call it?
Have you had Dum-Dums?
Yeah, yeah, little ones.
They're all those. And you would search through them to find the mystery flavor, which I also did at the bank.
There's a mystery flavor?
Yeah, it's clear. You're like, what is the flavor? And you're always not really sure. It's like all the reject flavors just put into one.
I feel like I've like been me. Lied to my whole life. Well, I'm kidding.
Sometimes they have mints and stuff, but that's always disappointing because they're like not the good mints.
No, you know it's the that's the chocolate mint that's circular that looks like a that looks like those peppermint, you know, the white and red, but it's brown and green.
Ooh, ooh.
Those.
I just had a visceral reaction. I fucking hate those.
Yes.
Oh.
Because they're not quite chocolate and it's not coffee.
And it's like both different shades of poop.
Yeah. It's just disturbing.
I don't like it at all.
Me neither.
Ugh.
So, I have in my notes, and I don't know why, and I hope you do.
Okay.
Baby reindeer.
Oh, that's the show that you have to watch.
Okay. Why? Mm-hmm. I was like, what show?
It's about a stalker. You're going to love it. If you got, if y'all have not seen Baby Reindeer... Let me just tell you, it is a journey. Because you start off thinking it's one thing. And by the end of it, you're just like,
what? Yo,
everybody here has problems. Like, there is just so much that keeps unfolding. And it just gets wilder and wilder.
I can't wait to watch that.
It's really good.
How about, did we touch base on cannibal porn? And what it is?
What?
It's in my notes.
Cannibal?
It's in my notes. Just cannibal porn.
I have no idea.
Okay,
I
so really let's look no it up. Idea. Let's see. This was just... Oh, it's real? What? I don't know if I want to look. So look just at the descriptions. It's real. You can what? Watch. I don't think I can.
Okay, nothing here is, I don't want to watch any of this.
Me neither.
I don't like that.
Wait, how would I, oh. Oh. Why?
Sorry, I forgot to close the tabs.
Why is it in my notes?
There's just some things that shouldn't be porn. And it's like, I know that everything is, but there's some things that shouldn't be. You know what I mean? And that's one of them.
Sorry. What was I watching that, like, that was in it?
I have no idea. I can't remember.
In it, governor?
Oh, do you think we should put that in the song? In it, governor?
I think we should do two, remember?
Yeah.
One with versions. And one without.
That's true.
Get you a girl that can do both. Mm-hmm. We could definitely keep it pro, or we could make it fun. Whichever.
But why not both?
We're dynamic.
Both? You know, I was thinking, these are really gross, and I actually have to throw them away.
Why? Aren't they made of rubber? Are they made of rubber?
If y'all want to buy those, let me know. You don't want to. I'm just going to forewarn you, unless you like things that are terrible.
You want to.
No. But it's like, it's something like my man said to me the other day, because he saw the slippers,
yeah.
Right? Take off the slippers. You smell the slippers. You smell them. I'm sure you can smell them right now. In fact, if Manscaped still sponsored, that'd be cool, but they don't. But
come on.
I still recommend this foot spray.
It's so nice. I use it every time I wear any like
boot,
shoe,
and stuff, yeah.
Boot. It's the bomb. But I have what?
Oh, sorry.
No, keep going.
No.
What were you saying about the thing?
Oh, it's like
the feet.
He's like, I don't understand. He's like, look at you. And I was like, what? He's like, you're so beautiful. How do your feet do that? Like, because they looked like that within the first week.
Yeah, mine too. Mine are sick.
I just wear them all the time. Like, my feet, it's like they leak toxins into everything. Like, I told you about the slippers of his that I ruined in Australia.
Yeah.
Like, they're ruined. Like, they're disgusting.
He
would smell them just to bother me. He'd pick them up and be like,
yeah.
I'd be like, no.
Please.
Don't.
I know. It's like when Carlo will go and be like, let's see the socks. And then I'm like, stop. Which leads to...
Laura.
Yes?
My lips are so dry.
What happened?
I don't know, but I think if you kiss me, it will help.
No!
Well, in lieu of that, I guess I might go to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that I purchase. And luckily, I did, because joining us today, we have sugar-free white grape from Liquid IV. If you've never tried Liquid IV before, Laura, do you want to tell them a little bit about what they can find inside one stick of Liquid IV?
Well, one stick of Liquid IV contains all the vitamins and nutrients that you need to really be hydrated. And it has all the Bs.
Mm-hmm. Vitamin B3, B5, B6, B12,
and vitamin C.
Which are very, very good for your hydration station, which is your body.
Yes.
So if you think that you might be dehydrated, you probably are. If you're seeing this right now or hearing this, you are probably dehydrated, because a lot of people are. And I like to start my morning, every morning, with one stick of Liquid IV, dissolved in 16 to 18 ounces of water. I just put it in my little tumbler, take it out on my day, and I have it before I even start coffee in the morning.
It's the best. And then this is the sugar-free one? Oh, yeah. They're so good. They're all so good.
My personal favorite is white peach. Mm-hmm. I'm just currently out of white peach because I drink it all. But we love Liquid IV. And if you guys want to give it a try, these are perfect for a stocking stuffer, I would think, for the ho-ho holidays or any time of year, really. I guess you could really have a stocking any time of year, but right now it's Christmas. So consider it in your gift purchases. You can go to liquidiv.com. Use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. Help the pod, help your hydration, or the hydration of your loved ones. Do you not care about the hydration of the people that you love?
Yes.
Do you want them to walk around all winter with chapped lips?
No.
Depression? Sadness? Those things can come from being dehydrated and just all walks of life, but something that will put a smile on their face is a pack of Liquid IV. So go to liquidiv.com, use code TWND, save 15% on everything that you purchase, and get free shipping. Thank you, Liquid IV, and back to the freaking show.
Ooh, a very interesting
sex.
Thing.
Oh.
Always.
Duh.
No, I hadn't mentioned this because I kind of forgot. So I hosted karaoke last week, right? Afterwards, I'm sweaty. I'm disgusting. I smell like a man because I'm working so hard.
Yeah.
And moving shit hot. At the end. Hot, sweaty, gross.
No, like that's hot.
It's so gross. And one of the people at the bar, where at the restaurant, at the end of the night was like, do you need any help? Are you good? Like, this older, nice guy, right? Mm-hmm. Totally chill. And I was like, I'm all good. I'm pretty much done at this point anyways. Yeah. So I was fine.
Yeah. You're like, no thanks. I did all of it.
And those are the people that literally come at the very end, you know, like, cause like you're wrapping one cable at the end, like done.
Oh, can I just help you now? Sure. Let me just get in there and fuck it up. Cool.
Yeah, exactly. And so sort of, I'm like, no, I'm all good, dude. But I was like, I was any closer, you're going to start to smell me though. Cause I was like, my pits were so gross. I could, yeah. I was like, oh.
When you just, when you lift your arm to open a cabinet, you're like, whoa.
And I had deodorant on. It's just you're working your ass off, you're sweating, and it's like, you know, the end of the night.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, good, but thank you. And then I was like, any closer, though, you might smell me. I'm a little ripe, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm not shitting you. He was like, oh, I love that. A stranger! And then I laughed because, you know me, I'm like, I don't care. I don't get creeped out. I laugh. I'm like, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, real funny, you know? And I was like, that's gross, actually. I was like, and if you couldn't, if you can't smell my socks or my pits from here or whatever, he's like, no, but could I buy your socks?
Tell me that you sent him to your OnlyFans.
No.
Be like, buy them, motherfucker. You should have gotten out your Venmo and been like.
I said no.
You should have.
Think you I might have to see that person again.
And then you sell him more socks. What are we doing? We're leaving money on the table, goddammit. Let me tell you, girl, that is the easiest $100 you could have ever fucking made. Been like, yeah, $100, Venmo. Send it to me right now. And you peel off your socks in front of him and you throw them
out. Ring him out.
Yeah. No, no, he wants to. You ring them out into his mouth. That's an extra 50. Extra 100? 200 to ring out your socks
if
into
you guys
his mouth.
Like buying socks and you want
to. Go to onlyfans.com/whamglamartistry. And ask Laura to buy her socks. You don't want to buy mine.
Or leave.
I'll ring my socks. And
naked Barbie doll. You know, you could do that too.
Yeah, we could start this whole new service where we just sweat into socks and then we ring them out into jars. So fuck bathwater.
Can we be called the
it's foot sweat.
Can we be called the Soxy Twins?
We could be the Soxy Twins. That's so cute. And then what we can do, right, we sell our own foot sweat in jars. But then if they want to pay more, we can combine our foot sweat into a singular jar and they can just spray it on themselves. We can make perfume out of our foot sweat.
Yeah.
Guys could spray it on their balls or their mouth, their tongue, little.
Yeah. So I'm like so grossed out. But yeah, dude, that happened. And that was the first time anyone asked to buy my socks off of me. And I've heard everyone sell socks.
I've never had it happen in person.
Me neither.
That's what's crazy.
I've had someone that I know happen to them at the gym, which makes sense.
Makes sense at the gym.
You know, someone's stalking.
At a karaoke bar, a little bit different.
Way different. And for me to be like, any closer, you're going to start to. I like that. Ew.
I like that. Do you want to lift your skirt? Just kidding. I just want you to roll down your socks a little bit and shove them in my mouth.
Well, to each their own, right? That's what makes the world go round.
My thing is, like, I don't have any, like, unless it's cannibal porn, let's be honest, that's terrible. You shouldn't jerk off to that. What's wrong with you? With most kinks, I'm like, even if it's not my thing, like, even with foot stuff, right? I can think of so much foot content to make. It doesn't turn me on necessarily, but it's cool to do it for other people. But it's the audacity to do it in person without any prior lead up to, like, do you
it's
know what I mean?
Weird.
Someday. And like I've said, I've had a lot of instances this year with men just being all out of line. Y'all heard Thought Takes. If you were on the Dirtbag tier, and if you haven't, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast where I do Thought Takes, which is where I rant about a subject in lingerie, usually like just mini short episodes every month. But someday we should set sail on your houseboat.
Yes.
And we can sail around the world to find where people get the goddamn audacity. Because I could use a little. I don't know if I really want it because you're just, it's just like so inappropriate. But I'm just like, where do you have, like what inside of you? It's like people who look at themselves in the mirror and just like, you go fucking get them, champ. You're going to kill today. Look at you. Your parents hugged you a lot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand, like, because I could never, there are instances where I just, like, bite my tongue with things because I don't want to create any drama out in public, right?
I'll leave it alone.
And I'll let things go to a certain point before I'm like, all right. But I just could never, like, sometimes the way that I see, for instance, people interact with, like, people who, I don't know what the correct term is, wait staff, servers. I don't know what, I know there's like so many correct terms and I don't know what they are, but whoever brings you your food and drinks, whatever you want to call that. Battery exhausted. It's okay. We got these. That one's just not having it today. It's actually
it's having a hard time.
It's warm today and it was dying earlier. So
I'm dying.
But it's like, so when they treat the servers or whatever you want to call them poorly, I haven't even worked a food service job.
Yeah.
And I know how bad it is, but I don't know how bad it is. And it's the fact that I can't fathom how bad it is that makes me want to be so nice to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There was this instance, and I had told about it to you, and I'm sure that if y'all have any stories about this, I would love to hear them. 702-900-6446. Because this created like a rage in me that can't be explained, and I was glad that somebody else called it out, so because I kind of did under my breath, but I'm like, I don't want to create any drama. But she's bringing a drink, right? This person is espresso martini. Yep. And she's like holding it out, and he just stares at her. And she was here in front of me, and I'm just kind of like side eye, like, and so she leans forward a little bit, like set it down, you peasant. And I was like, what? So she's like leaning all the way over the table, over like three people, to set this drink down in front. And someone kind of was like, oh, you can't lean forward. So it was like someone said something, but I was just like, I couldn't fathom. Like, I when I leave a restaurant, I'll be like wiping down like anything that I've spilled. I'm like, and now it's all on the plate, so it's easy to move. You know, like,
I making their lives a little
easier. I can't
easier.
Fathom thinking so highly of oneself that this is... And you're just like, serve me. I'm not even the one paying for this, but serve me.
I'll open my mouth. Just pour it in.
Oh, my God. No, please. You open my mouth for me. Like, are you a fucking baby? Do you not have the wherewithal to realize that something is being handed to you, so the least you could do is fucking lean forward to accept a fucking beverage that someone made for you? Go fuck yourself. Like, people are so... And I make jokes about wanting to find the audacity, but I don't, because I think that I'm not a good person, right? Not, I'm trying. I try. The fact that I can try, the fact that I can lean forward to accept a beverage, I'm not doing too bad. I don't know what the fuck is going on with those people, but like,
you
can't
even lean forward, accept a beverage that's not even made properly, and still go away on with your day and not fucking talk shit to the person.
Yeah. You know or you mean? Could be like someone else and send back a drink four times.
No, thanks.
I can't.
The fourth time has definitely got spit in it.
Yeah, right.
For
a
sure.
A little bit of cum. The third time is spit. The fourth time is cum.
So let's talk about our B.
Oh.
Well, not our B, I guess. It was like a combination of a three type of bug.
It was a weird thing. I think Bill Gates made it, because we were out at Red
Bezos.
Rock. Bezos. And a Bezos and Bill Gates collab. They've created this weird, like,
super bee?
Super mutant insect. So we have to think of what to call it, because it was like the shape of a fly, the coloring of a bee, and then a stinger of a mosquito.
It was and weird.
I know horseflies, because growing up in Michigan, there's a lot of horseflies. You get out in like the tall grass and everything will just bite you, and there's
and
thistles
looks...
and shit. But it landed on me, and it didn't bite me. I didn't even know it had landed on me.
It was on the back of your leg for a minute. I was like, yo!
So this weird little creature insect
big.
Is just... It was huge. It was like this big. It was to the point that I was like, at first we thought it was just a mutant bee.
A huge ass bee.
I don't know what these things are. If any of you know what they are, I don't looking at that camera.
I know, me
if
too.
Any of you know what they are, please let me know, because it was terrifying.
It was bizarre.
And it chased me.
And they just hung out like on the rocks, like on the walls.
Yeah.
They were just there chilling, but like.
They sound so aggressive when they fly at you that it sounds like they're going to attack you, but then they just don't. So it was weird at first. There was like a moment of like, do we have to avoid them or.
And they had the giant stinger, so we didn't want to get bit anyways, like mm-mm. just to see what it was like. You know, like, oh.
I test it out. It's like.
All right, I'll be the one. Like, yeah. All right, just go ahead, get me real quick. All right, you guys, it's fine. It doesn't
hurt. No, I'll test out the heroin first. It's okay, guys.
It's all good.
Dude, I can't imagine doing hard drugs with everything I keep hearing about, like the fentanyl and everything, That sounds so scary. Like,
very scary. And if you are doing hard drugs because you're an idiot, then test them yourself. Yeah. They sell testers.
Be like less of an idiot, though.
Like, be that idiot that's like the smartest idiot of the class, and then go buy yourself a fentanyl tester. I'm sure they give them for free out at like the clinics and stuff too.
Yeah. I've also heard of these. They're doing these new like if there's clinics. At home like powders or pills or something. Maybe it's an inhaler for like fentanyl overdoses.
Narcan.
Like opioids.
It's called Narcan.
Narcan.
I guess. So that, it will bring you back or something. Like,
but then you immediately need to go to the hospital or whatever. Like,
It'll basically like give you enough life to get to where you need to get real help. Which it still sounds terrifying. But it's like, if you're the idiot getting hard drugs and assuming it's not like laced with fentanyl, you're probably more dumb than you think.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, that sucks. Like, you should really,
and I understand
like,
people want to like play and have fun or whatever, but
what I'm
like,
if you're gonna do that and go and do your crazy shit, then do it and knowingly know you're safe.
Yeah,
and you're not gonna die.
It's just like not worth the risk.
What is worth death?
Because like, okay, so for instance, I can't be like, oh, like don't do drugs, because like obviously I'm not condoning doing drugs, but I smoke weed, it's legal where I am.
Yeah.
But it's also like smoking weed, I feel like, is putting a 20 into a slot machine. You're like, I'm gonna probably lose something here, but I'll gain a little bit of fun for a moment, you know?
Yeah.
Hard drugs, especially when like the fentanyl stuff is everywhere lately. It's like I keep hearing about it constantly. That's like refinancing your house, taking all of that money and putting it on like a loose bet on a horse race. You know what I mean? Like
on a horse that has three legs.
Yeah, right.
Literally. Like, it's so like such a gamble.
Yeah,
and
it's
not worth the like the consequences that could happen and the people you'll hurt,
even like
including yourself.
I'm not someone who does like mushrooms, but I have a lot of friends who do psychedelics and stuff like that, and I'm like, at least that, like, you're not like, oh, my mushrooms are laced with fentanyl.
No, because it's from the earth.
Yeah,
like technically, or shit, because it's grown in shit. But you know what I mean, as long as it's like natural, like even like I think like MDMA and stuff is like risky taking, because everything that's crushed or pressed or whatever could technically have it. So just be smart, everyone. If you want to party and like, you know, do your thing, then test it.
Yeah,
go on Amazon, get the tester, or get those strips or whatever, powders or inhalers, whatever it is. Just be safe.
That's so crazy.
Be safe, you wild ones.
Yeah. There are some wild. I love, do you know the thing is, like, I don't do stuff like that, but I love experiencing other people who do.
Yeah.
And
like
what
me.
I mean, like, their story, but even like, even people who go like
above and beyond. Yeah.
Like, you're JV level compared to some people that I've interacted with, where I'm like, there's no pressure. It's just like, it's not even them doing things around me, it's the stories that they have to tell. And I'm just like, oh.
Like, even, like the macro dosing of mushrooms, like when it's like 10 grams, it's like, whoa, I've never done that.
No, that sounds
a lot.
So terrible.
I mean, I'm not against it. I just don't know when I'll be ready for that journey. And it's not now.
Yeah.
The most I've done is 3.5. And that was like the day I died. You know, the ego death thing. I know it was the drug, but like deep down, it felt real. I was like, am I dying? Terrifying.
Isn't that funny? Like, the whole thing of, like, the ego death, right? And realizing that everything is all in your head.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
It's like, I've realized that without that, but it doesn't stop the fact that it's like, it's so dumb, and I feel so dumb when it happens, right? Because we always talk, I'm always ranting to Laura, like, she's my therapist, and I'm sorry, but I appreciate you.
I'm your best friend, that's why.
Yes.
And I do the same thing to you.
I know,
so
but I just feel like I overwhelm people, you know? But anyway, so, but it's the whole thing of, like, even while it's happening, right? There's a part of my brain that's just like, this isn't real, like, you can think of something to remedy this or to change the path, but it's like your brain just wants to be on the
dark
side. This way.
Yeah, the dark side. Something. Dark side. Yeah.
No matter what it is, my brain is like, something. Dark things are on the horizon. It's like, it really does, like, I don't know, like, how you just, get past that, because it's like,
surprise, a bottomless pit.
Yeah, exactly.
So cool. Dive in.
This is my hole. I'll be in here for a while.
This is my hole and I love it. Yeah.
This is my hole. There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Yes, exactly.
So I used to describe my pussy all the
time. I'm happy that you said that, because that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, this is my hole. It's special. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's how I used to like do flashes on cam, and I'd be like, this is my vagina. There are many like it, but this one is mine. And it's just the, what is it, Full Metal Jacket or whatever. Oh my God.
It's really good.
And it's true, because like, there are many like it. There's so many people. There's probably like 5 million vaginas look exactly like mine.
Do you think there's two vaginas that look alike?
Yeah. If we have a doppelganger,
then pussies have them too.
But it might not even be the person who has your face, might not have your pussy.
Well, of course not. That's what I'm saying. Who has it?
That's what I want to know.
Me too. Is it like on some grandma?
We find out it's yours.
Yes.
We have the same pussies.
No, I've seen yours. It's not the same. It's not. Sorry.
But how funny would that be?
The campaign clears. I get naked. She's like, wait.
I'm in there like inspecting.
You're like, hold on.
I got a magnifying glass. Like I'm expecting rocks. You know,
it's even the same little hair that you tweeze out. It's like there. No. It's not the same.
Dude, pulling hairs out of your nipples is insane. Do you pull hairs out of your nipples?
No.
Every now and then. I get like, it'll pop up overnight. I'll like wake up and it'll be like one long hair.
The other day you look down, you're like, oh, I need to get that one.
Yeah.
And I was like.
And it counts because you're not expecting it, because you go to bed. It's not there. You wake up and you're like, Jesus. You know what I mean? And I'm like, where does it come from? It just shoots up out of nowhere. Oh man, I do wonder, like, how does that happen? It's like,
it's
all
getting old. It's getting old. It's
no, but I've always had what on my nipple. It just comes and goes. It's happened like as long
well,
as
I'm getting old, and I'm getting these new hairs that I'm like, where is this from? Or like an eyelash, like above the lash line.
Oh, I had one of those the other
day. On the lid.
Yeah. Wait, like all the way up?
Not all the way up, but like on the lid, but a little higher.
Yeah, I've had one of those before, and I pulled it out
because
it annoyed me.
I pulled mine out too.
Because it, no matter what, it wouldn't do anything. And then I crimped my eyelashes, and it just went like back into my eyelids.
It's so weird. Yeah, my eyelashes are doing a thing, but I also think it's because I'm sleeping with the mask.
Yes.
And now some of them want to lay straight down or sideways.
Oh, that's
and
weird.
Some up.
Yeah, they're and just it's going like, all over the place.
It's a hot mess.
I've only recently started having a problem that I never noticed them before or whatever, but I have eyelashes that I can't see until something is wrong that are inside.
Yeah, me too. I have a ton.
They're inside.
I have a lot.
The corners of my eyes.
That's normal, I think. But
it is.
I don't know.
Because I've never noticed them
before.
Me neither. And now they're starting to like sometimes grow inward and like poke my eyeballs. And I'll be like, whoa. And then it's just an eyelash that's like.
They're whitish.
Yeah.
Like light.
Like you can't see them. It's not even white. It's like they're see-through.
They're
so
see-through.
Weird.
It's like
so weird.
If you guys have those, let us know.
What
I looked at that camera.
Doing?
Dear wings. Arms hanging low. Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow?
Y'all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
But yeah, the eyelashes, man, they're growing everywhere. They're freaking... I almost considered doing the lash lift.
They do that?
Well, they sell it. And oh. I looked up videos on YouTube, and it seems like it. Some people have good like experiences, but what you got to do is like, it's you put the little patch thing on your lid, and then you like brush this like solution with a color or one of those spoolies through, and like it like sticks to the paper up here, and then like you wait a few minutes.
Just like,
yeah, you're like that for a while, and then after it's like all done and like good, you take the strip off and your lashes are supposed to be perfect. However, does the chemical in that makes them stay good for your eyes?
Yeah. I don't know.
There's
so many weird little beauty things that I'm like, I don't know what I trust. It's like I don't believe anything. Because
I found out
the thing about zinc. So,
Did
we talk about
this on the
pod? No, but
you told me. So talk about it.
Okay, because I have been taking like zinc supplements. Like, because you just buy them at the store. And people are like, zinc is good for your immune system or whatever. These zinc supplements are like... I want to say like 15 to 20 milligrams or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Like it was something just, I was like, oh, that's your zinc supplement. So it stops you from getting sick. That's cool. And I've been sick a lot. And I was like, that's weird. Apparently, you're only supposed to have like, what, 5 milligrams or something like so.
Two to five.
2 to 5 milligrams, maybe. And if you have more than that, you actually have a higher likelihood of getting sick.
Which is bizarre that the thing that's supposed to keep you healthier and stronger can make you weaker.
And I was talking to my man about this. Like, so like it's crazy because there's so many things like that too with like vitamin A and vitamin E. Like apparently those, if you're taking that in excess as well, it can also increase mortality rate. Because it's like, unless it's something that you actually are in a deficit of, but you don't know unless you're going to go like get tested for it, then taking all of these extra supplements is actually bad for you. And I'm like, it's just so crazy because you just go to the store and there's just like everywhere. And you're just like, oh, I'm going to supplement my life and be healthier. And it's like without the actual knowledge that it's probably harming you.
Yeah.
And so half the stuff with the beauty stuff, like there's this thing I keep seeing on TikTok where these girls like wrapping their heads. Have you seen that? They wear like this chin strap like that goes all the way around their head that when they talk it's like this because they can't move their face, and it's supposed to like make your jawline better and like less jowly or something like that. And I was like, it doesn't seem worth it. And it also seems like Spanx
gimmick.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like when you take off the Spanx, everything just falls out. And it's like, wouldn't that just do the same? Like,
or like those people that do the waist trainers.
Yeah, I did those, and they don't do anything. Well, I mean, maybe you have to do them and keep making them smaller and smaller,
yeah.
It's definitely not worth it. And I used to wear the training belt things, like, under all of my clothes, like, everything, like, to try to, like, really
cinch it.
And then my ribs just hurt everything. Like, it was just not a vibe. And it never really made it any better.
It didn't, like, ever change.
It didn't change it. Like, my waist just, like, was what it was.
That's crazy. Yeah, I also feel like a lot of things can be gimmicky or, in the long run, bad for you. So I always try to, like, do my research. That's why, like, I went straight to YouTube to see, like, what are people saying? Because, like, I know people that do the lash lift at, it, like, out of their home. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you can buy the kit on Amazon. It's, like, available everywhere. You could even go to the salon and get a lash lift. But, like, is it good? I don't know. And I won't, like, just try it to see. Because, like, imagine that would be the day I lose my lashes.
Right.
All of them.
And you just have to have false ones all the time.
And that would suck.
Yeah. We don't want to lose lashes.
And I would look like a bald little, like, bug.
You ever see, like, the photos of, like, celebrities, but they just take the eyebrows away?
Yeah. It's weird.
And everyone looks so terrifying.
That'll be me. If I do a lash lift. Yeah. And then my brows will go, too, for some reason, just because my lashes left. Aww.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you needing a little bit a belly pet?
So cute.
Why are you being so cute? Are you teasing the camera? Do you see that he has a little spot on his eyelid?
Where?
They said it's nothing. He just has like a little chunk. Like, you know how I get those little milia?
Oh, hairs? Yeah,
just
yeah.
Like a little, but they said it's nothing.
So dogs get them too?
Yeah, I guess.
Does it go away or is it just a new
thing? He's had it for like a while. That's why, because
so
I asked
beautiful.
The last time we were at the vet and they're like, nothing.
I like when his eyes go weird.
Yeah, when they're like.
But yeah, so we're getting really excited for our music video shoot. Yes. We're starting to plan everything out. We're with the new console, so we're going to do some more test runs on the recording. And
yes, I'm
make
so
it
excited.
Sound legit studio quality. So get ready. Get ready. And if you guys have any ideas or like things that you want to see, let us know, because like we have a lot of things planned, like with the adventure stuff, with the with the music video and just with the pod in general. We have some guests that are coming that are going to be really exciting and collaborations. So we want to share that with you soon, but
we're
not quite yet.
Excited. And we'll have to start amping up. And we are at, I want to say, I think we're at 33 paid subscribers at the moment.
Thank you, everybody. We love you.
For those who are not subscribed to the Patreon, just as a little heads up, if you do join at patreon.com/TWND podcast, when we hit 55 subscribers, I'm going to be eating fruit by the foot off of Laura's foot. We're going to put on a whole production for it. We have like a whole like skit kind of starting to flesh out and stuff. We're excited for that. And then once we hit 100, I will be queefing for the Patreon. Because I said it and I can't go back on it now. So I'll have to like show y'all.
She's a woman of her word.
I'm a woman of my word. Even if it costs me everything, that would be on par for this year.
Even sanity.
I feel like I do feel crazy.
No, you've turned a page though. I've seen it. Yeah, because crazy doesn't acknowledge crazy. So you've definitely seen things that you're like, I don't like this. Why am I doing this? I'm going to change. So that's not crazy. Yeah. You're actually doing the work. High five. Thanks. You just might not like it. Ugh. And who does? It's life. That's life.
That's how I feel about like
everything.
When I have to go out to like go to a thing and you're not going. Sometimes in the mirror before I leave, I'll just be like,
I love that.
And then I practice how to say, so nice to me. How have you been? And I'll practice like
the hug is the better way. Like, how do people?
Wait, can you hug this football? Give it a hug.
It's like it's so nice. It's good to bring it in. Thanks. It's good to be here with you today. You? Oh, it's yeah. Please, no, sit next to me. I don't mind our legs touching at all.
Put your arm around me.
Oh, please, just get it. Yep. Yeah. Oh, we're like that. Okay. Yeah. Can we fucking go? And then I go home and I scream in the mirror more. And that's the episode. So we hope that y'all have enjoyed.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming week after week. We are going on almost 3 years now. So please join us on Patreon. We'd really appreciate it. Please follow the podcast on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at ThisRedheadIsSFW. And you can follow me on TikTok at LeaveMollyAlone. You can follow Laura
at Wham Glam Artistry.
Everywhere. TikTok, Wholesome Fans, Instagram, no Twitter. But
no twit.
No twit.
No twatter.
No twit, no X. So let's leave them with some words.
Yes.
Of wisdom.
L-T-O-P.
Let's see that. Oh. Look up L-T-O-P. Look up L-T-O-P. Do it. And next week I'm going to talk about blips. So thank you all for coming and we will see you Monday.
Come.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.